everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey everyone, before we get into today's episode, I just want to drop in and invite you along to a free live webinar I'm running on the 19th of May. I want you to know that I see you. I get it. I know, like me, you feel that there is something so much bigger in you, that there is something great that has as yet not been uncovered. And I also know that you can feel the truth of human design and that this is the tool or the bridge that's going to get you to fully stepping into who you came here to be. However, I also know that things like procrastination, lack of clarity, the inability to actually shift out of the head and into the body for your decision making, this is all so much more challenging than you thought it was. And it's probably, well, let's be honest, it's keeping you from your greatness. So come and join me on the 19th of May at 10 a.m. Sydney time, where I'm going to be teaching you how to master your strategy and authority. Because if we can master our strategy and authority, then we can 100% step in and finally create that life of our dreams and know our purpose and step into our greatness. So check out the show notes for the links. Come and join me. And of course, if you're not in the time zone, there will be a replay that's available for a short period. So excited to see you all there. Enjoy the episode. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, today is a little collection of things that I want to bring to you, a couple of different topics, a couple of different stories, some fun and really cool stuff that I'm studying. I might even finish up with a little bit of an exercise for you. And within this episode, I know that there will be something just for you to either give you an external clue, a synchronicity, a thumbs up, something that the universe is going to let you know this is what you needed. So go and do it. So the first story I want to share with you is one that I've been meaning to share with you. And up until this point, I hadn't. And this last week, I have discovered the reason why. Now, what am I talking about? When we first arrived here in Byron Bay, we obviously started looking for houses and we looked at so many homes. Oh my goodness, we looked at so many homes. And there was one in particular that was absolutely our dream home. Like, it was magnificent. It seemed like it had everything that we wanted. It was like being Alice in Wonderland, and Wonderland just appeared in front of us. And this house, we all four of us, we did all the manifesting things. You know, we felt ourselves in there. I got guidance from Liz Zamorski, like, what else can we do to move this along? I, you know, went back and visited it a few times and really imagined myself being in there. The whole family felt like this was our house, you know, like we were just like, we've got this, we've nailed it, this is it. And then, as you guys may know, because I have told the story, the house that we're living in was one that we saw really early on as well. And we put in an offer that was below asking and they didn't take it at first. So, and this was the same thing that happened with the other house, because Byron Bay was really booming and the prices were extortionate. And we were just like, no. We can see where this is going, as in the market. So, and we had a caravan to live in and time was on our side. So I really had to trust Justin Spleen and my emotional authority. So, you know, we put these offers in and both of them had been turned down. Now we went through the process. And as you guys know, we obviously ended up here. And the house that we've got is literally, it ticks
all the boxes on our manifestation list, down to the most outstanding landlords. We are 3 minutes from the beach. We are 2 minutes from the town centre. We have so much space. This place is huge. My in-laws came last weekend and they were just like, they had their whole end of the house that they could just chill out in and have some space. It was beautiful. So this house has ticked all the boxes. Now, one of the things that's just been playing out in the back of my mind was, why didn't I get that dream house? Why didn't we manifest that house? And there's a part of me that was kind of like, if I'm really honest with you, there was a part of me that's like, what did I do wrong? Or not do wrong, what did I miss? What did I miss? And I kind of told myself, okay, so maybe it's not now, maybe it's later. You know, this house is going to be here for a while and we're definitely going to be in Byron for a while. And it was, you know, a bit out of our price range. So maybe later, you know, and I've kind of told myself that it was one of those, you know, not yet divine timing type things. However, you know, when you manifest and you're writing down the things or you're feeling the things or you're meditating, or as I do, turning on music really loud and imagining what life will be like when this co-creation has manifested. And one of the things you put at the bottom of the list is this or something better, right? And well, last week, my son, we were sitting at the dinner table and my son shared a story. And I'm not going to go into any details because it's not my place to share. But needless to say, this particular house that we loved, it became incredibly clear, incredibly fast why we didn't get the house, because there was some really out of alignment energy, like massively out of alignment energy. And what I thought was just fascinating in the moment, and I was having this conversation with Taylor and with the family, like, isn't it so funny how we quickly go to what didn't I do or what could I have done better? Instead of really leaning in and going, okay, well, the universe has said it's, you know, this or something better, and this is it. And to discover that the energy of this house was so incredibly out of alignment with us was like that moment that I was, wow, you know, the universe really does have our back. Like, we couldn't create what we want to create from an energy that is so a mismatch to our energy. Do you know what I mean? And I think that it's so powerful, because too often you think that you've done something wrong, or you've not, it doesn't work for you, or, you know, you never achieve your goals, or like, these are all stories that I used to tell myself, right? These are all belief systems that I used to have. And it's just not true. It's only that you can only see a small part of the how, you know, or the what, or the ultimate manifestation. There is a large part of trust that we have to really give over, even in the full manifestation, because we can't know the full story, and we didn't know the full story until right now. And needless to say, we were just like eternally grateful that we found this incredible place where we live. And it made a lot more sense how our energy and that energy just were never going to go together. So if you're trying to create something or manifest something into your reality right now, please, please be kind to yourself and understand that the universe is always going to bring you, you know, the best it can bring you according to your frequency and what you want to call in, and even what you want to create in the future. So sometimes, even though you think it should look one way, it's not, and it doesn't look that way. Please have faith that the universe really is holding your highest and truest good for you. Okay. So that was one little story I wanted to share with you. The next story, or the next thing I want to share with you, is I may or may not have mentioned already that I've been working with a new coach. She's mind blowing. I just love her. Her connection to source is mind-blowing, and everything else that comes along with it has just been so incredibly powerful. One of the great gifts that's come along with this, and I feel like it's kind of been simmering away in my awareness ever since we did the G Center panel in HDX And then went on to do the G Center podcast with the beautiful Jess Babico. And that is this work that we've been doing to really get, or for me to get back into my heart chakra, to listen to my heart, because I do have a very active mind, and it's super clever, and my ego dresses up in this really, I'm smart and I'm wise and I'm kind and I'm compassionate, but you're still my ego. So oftentimes I can get in my mind and not even realize I'm there. Like it almost looks like it's my intuition or sounds like my intuition. And one of the exercises that, not even exercises, one of the things that came up in my last session was we were doing this really deep meditation, and we were really, I was connected into to source, and all I had to do was just listen. You know, I just had to hear what source had to say. And I was like sitting there and I felt like I was back at school. I was back in primary school. I was like, I'm not hearing anything. And I felt like such a failure. I felt like such a, I'm not hearing anything. And my coach is an incredible channel. And some of the things that have come out of her mouth has blown my mind, because they have been, you know, whether she's been tapping into my higher self, and she tells me things that, you know, happened as a child. And I was like, and I'm blown away that she can even know that. But anyway, her connection to source is really clear and really crisp. And, you know, her ability to connect into me is the same. So anyway, we're in session and she says this and I freak out. I'm like, oh my God, I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. And she said, oh, do you want me to channel the message for you? I said, oh, yes, please. And she did. And of course, the words that came out of her mouth were just so resonant and so spot on. And I said afterwards, I'm like, I felt like this before in the past, that I just can't hear it. I just can't hear my heart. I just can't hear that connection. And she gave me this channeled thing to contemplate. So I started to contemplate this statement. And as the universe does, all these things started to show up in my external reality. A book that I literally bought like 3 years ago, Heart Math. I started reading this Heart Math book. So I'm like, all right, well, I have to get back in my heart. I feel like I'm disconnected from it. I'm not hearing. And part of this contemplation is all about, one of the statements was, connect and let's do work together, something like that. So I was like, all right, God, if I have to connect, I really have to build this muscle, because being a line three, I have to have conscious experience, conscious awareness of this thing, because otherwise I can get really lost in my mind about it, because I'm like, is that it? Is that it? Is that it? So I started reading the Heart Math book and it was so brilliant. Straight away, I was like, okay, I have practices to get me into my heart. I also realized that all the times that I'd ever felt the most connected in my life, I had this really visceral experience. That all the times that I've felt really connected have all been times when I'm in my heart, when I'm connected into my heart chakra. And for me, it feels like absolute joy, to the point that when I'm meditating, I smile so much, my face hurts. So it was really brilliant to start to have this experience of like, that's what being connected to source feels like. Because I know on the panel and the podcast, I talk a lot about the inconsistency of that feeling. And, you know, Jess is kind of like, yeah, I just know it's there all the time. So it was really been a cool journey for me to start to consciously have experiences where I know I'm in my heart. I know I'm receiving guidance from my higher self. I know I'm connected to source. And I know it sounds really boring and unsexy, but these are the things for a line three that really make a difference. Because when I have this experiential connection to something, then all of a sudden, everything becomes so much easier. So anyway, I went off, I started listening to the Heart Math. I was practicing these meditations morning and night, lying in bed as I go off to sleep, when I wake up in the morning. And it's been a game changer. Then I started, I had some time out one afternoon and started watching the Greg Braden event on Gaia, on the events thing. And he's talking all about the heart and how we connect in and the wisdom of the heart and the the heart brain and all of these really powerful things. Of course, heart math we're talking about as well, but just seeing these synchronicities. And as I'm going along this journey, and I definitely, oh my goodness, the results I'm getting, and I'm going to run you through a little exercise to get you into your heart space so you can have an experience too in just a moment. But I'm going to integrate all of this work into all of my work, into over time, into HDX, into my mastermind, into purpose and abundance, because this, I believe, is a game changer. It really supports our strategy and our authority, because oftentimes, especially when we're new to human design and we're building the muscle of strategy and authority, we will ask ourselves questions like, was that it? Is that my authority? Should I take that action? Do I wait? What do I do? And we're in this place where we just don't have the trust yet, right? We just don't have the trust. But one of the things is going through this exercise that I'm going to share with you in just a moment and just building the muscle by doing it once or twice a day. Then you can tap into this, and in my experience, this visceral experience in your heart space that's going to back up your authority. Okay. This is what I think is really powerful, especially for me, because I'm an emotional authority. Okay. And with this paradox within me of fast and slow, to have this extra heart connection, it's been so powerful. And what's so cool about it is you can just tap in no matter, like you could be a mental projector, you know, and this is going to work for you. You could be a fully defined manifesting generator, and this is going to work for you. And the beauty is that the science is there. So if you have a mind like mine that needs proof, I mean, not so much these days, but especially in the beginning, like just get into the heart math stuff or Greg Braden stuff, because it gives you all the evidence of how this is working. Okay. All right. So the last thing before I give you this little heart space experience, that I've learned through heart math, I also want to say one other thing, and that is please become really consciously aware about your evolution and what is actually possible. What do I mean by that? I notice, for a person who's never on Instagram, I notice that yesterday I got on Instagram, it's a Mother's Day. So I'm just checking out my friend's Mother's Day photos, basically scroll past a video, and it's a psychologist talking about, or she's playing the role of a mother, and then there's another adult who's playing the role of a child, and basically the mother is unconsciously teaching the child that she's responsible for her emotions. So, you know, and the lesson there is take responsibility for your own emotions as an adult, and let your child be a child, which is great, awesome. But one of the things that sort of came up for me in that moment is that we are constantly bombarded with what not to do, or what our choices, whether it's in business, whether it's in parenting, whether it's in health, whether it's in weight loss, whether it's in relationships, we're constantly being bombarded with what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And everybody's opinion is, you know, a little bit different, or kind of the same, but a little bit, you know, a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right. And what it does is it just opens up this space of self-doubt. It just really opens up this space of self-doubt. I mean, I'm a really confident person. I'm a confident parent, but it was really funny just watching this thing on Instagram. I just felt that energy of like checking myself, like, oh God, should I worry about that? And having an open head in Ajna, that happens to me a lot. And in the next moment, I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. I'm good. It's okay. But we have to be super aware that we live in a time where marketing is teaching so many people, you want to point out what people are getting wrong or what people are not doing. You want to point out these things so that, you know, you can be the expert, or you as the marketer, you want to show people, you know, talk to their transformation, but you have to also talk to their pain as well, and how they got where they got. And I think it's like this constant, like, or it can be this constant reminder of, oh God, I didn't get it right, inverted commas, or shit, I did that. What's the consequence of that? You know, and it's these sort of little things that start to eat away at your self-worth and your self-esteem. And then you start to doubt yourself. And I think, you know, if I just speak through the frame of parenting, one of the greatest things that we can do as parents is back ourselves, believe in ourselves, you know, apologize when we get it wrong, and own it. But we have to be able to back ourselves, because backing ourselves is one of the greatest gifts we can give our kids. If we show them that we don't trust and value ourselves, and that we're easily, you know, we'll easily change our mind or whatever it is, that we don't fully back ourselves, then that's going to teach them to do the same. You know, that's going to teach them in many cases to question themselves. So I suppose my little rant really is about be really careful what you consume, because even the good stuff that is really helping people can get in under your unconscious. You know, it can get in under the skin a little bit, and it can get you doubting yourself. And at the end of the day, nobody's perfect. And one of the big things that I really want to give all of you is the ability to be your own guru, to trust yourself, to back yourself. Know that trusting and backing yourself never means you have to get it 100% perfect. Like, that's just not a reality. But backing yourself is being able to say, you know, I've made this decision and I believe in my decision and I'm doing the thing and I'm taking the action, even though it's uncomfortable. And if I get it wrong, well, so be it. I get it wrong, but I'm here. I'm all in. I'm committed. And I feel like this is the piece that's the difference that makes the difference, especially there's so many entrepreneurs. I know you're listening to this podcast. You know, you just have to take the action, turn up every day, and it has to be in the face of this constant messaging that, you know, don't do it that way, do it this way. So that's my latest rant. Just be really conscious about what you're consuming. Be really conscious to back yourself, even though you mightn't have 100% certainty. If you believe it's the right thing, then just back yourself. Believe in you. You've totally got this. So on that note, what I want to do is I want to teach you just a really simple model, which the HeartMath teach. This is not like, I've got no affiliation to HeartMath, and I highly recommend you go out and get the book or go to one of their courses or something like that. I think I'll definitely, read the book, but I'm definitely going to do one of their courses. I think it's really powerful. Obviously, Joe Dispenza talks a lot about this as well. And that's because what we're talking about is heart-mind coherence. And when the heart and the mind are in coherence, this is when it's a flow state. This is when everything works out. One of the things that's huge about this is when you spend a lot of time in heart-brain coherence, you become really resilient. You can move through change really easily. There are so many advantages, okay? Now, for me, there was the simple one of sleeping better. But the second advantage that's really stood out for me, and I know all these other really cool things are going on because I can feel the coherence in my mind and my heart and just my energy. Like, my energy just feels so much more balanced. My emotional wave feels even more balanced. In fact, I've hardly been emotional at all. Like, I've been emotional, but not felt like, oh, I'm in a low state or I'm in a high state. It's felt a lot more balanced with that cohesion. But one of the really big, beautiful things is the ability to tap into my heart for wisdom. And I've found that when I go through this really simple process, that, you know, I can hear the tonality of my heart. I can feel the wisdom come in. And I have just been experimenting and literally just listening to the guidance given, taking the action, and things have just been really just magical. So I just want to teach you guys this simple exercise. So let us just, when you're ready, I just want you to either pause this podcast to find a nice space where you're not going to be interrupted. Okay, I trust you've done that. And I want you now just to relax. I want you to uncross your legs or your hands. You might be sitting on a chair. You might be lying down. And I want you just to close down your eyes, and I want you to actually put your hand somewhere on your heart, okay? So it can be a little bit to the left, can be in the middle of the chest, but where the heart chakra and the actual heart sit. want you just to close down your eyes. And the first thing we're doing is just touching that heart space. And the purpose of touching that heart space is actually to bring our attention there. We're bringing our attention from the mind to the body. So I want you to actually notice you can feel that hand on your chest. Just bring your attention to that space. Once you felt the actual physical connection of the hand to the chest, just start noticing how the whole area feels. The next step is we just slow down our breathing. So we might take a 5-count breath in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And out. 2, 3, 4, 5. And in. 2, 3, 4, 5. And out. 2, 3, 4, 5. One more slow breath. In and out. Once we slow the breath down, we calm the nervous system. We have a touch point with the physical body through the heart, through our hand on our heart. And we slow down the breathing to calm the nervous system. Now I want you to bring into your feeling something that feels really good. And they recommend gratitude or I love joy. Just think of a time in your life where you felt really good. Just get that feeling in your body. Just feel it. I just want you to sit with it. Just that feeling. The more you think about the joy or the gratitude, the kindness, the more you'll feel the expansion of that heart energy. And the cohesion of the mind and heart. And this is officially you in your heart space. Now, while you're here, you might ask yourself a question like, what do I need to know about the right next step for the business? And you just ask the question and just listen. So have a go now with a question of your own. I feel like I should have some meditation music right now, but I don't. Beautiful. Now this is you connected to the wisdom of your heart. When you just sit with the joy feeling before the question, and that's you building the muscle of cohesion, harmony, cohesion. And you can do that, just meditate on your heart space in the morning, and that can set you up for the day. Or as you go off to sleep. then the other thing that you can do is you can have something before you go in. So you might even want to go back to the beginning. Pick something that's a bit of a challenge in your life right now that you feel like you're lacking clarity around what to do or where to go, what actions to take or what not to do. And write down what you're thinking about now. Then go into this state that I've just taught you. Step one, well, close the eyes. Step one, hand on the heart. Step two, slow the breathing. Step three, bring appreciation or gratitude or joy, that feeling. Remember a time that you just felt amazing. Bring that feeling into the body. And then ask a direct question. What specifically do I need to do to achieve my goal? Something along those lines. And then just listen. So when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. You can take your hand off your chest. But I encourage you to give this a go without any intention or needing to get anything out of it. So one of the things that I started doing was I just wanted to have the experience of that heart connection. So I was just doing it when I woke up in the morning and as I went to sleep at night, just step one, two, and three, but not really asking any questions, just sitting in that beautiful, connected feeling. And now in a really short period of time, I can be in the supermarket, close my eyes for a moment, or just be still for a moment and ask my heart something and go through those processes. But it is such a powerful way that you can get access to your own wisdom. And it's also a powerful way to support you as you build your trust and faith in your authority, especially if, like me, you have an undefined head and ajna, which can mean that your thinking is all over the place because everyone else's thinking is actually influencing it, or emotional authority, because that can also take time and lack a bit of clarity. And oftentimes we're in a rush, so our emotional authority doesn't work at its best when we are in a rush. So really using this heart space check-in as backup, I feel, is incredibly, incredibly powerful. But anyway, it's your invitation to go and find out or discover if this is true for you. And if it is, then please, by all means, use it and go and check out HeartMath because they are amazing. All right, everybody, I'm so grateful to have had you here. I trust today's episode was valuable. I'm super excited to see you all on my free webinar on the 19th of May, which is all about mastering your strategy and authority. And thank you so much for being here. Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.